Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The news that the Department of Transportation had awarded Humboldt County with $750,000 to help attract additional air service to the county has a lot of people excited. Don Anabuski, Executive Director of REDECT, is one of those excited people. Anabuski commented on what the grant will be used for, primarily as a part of a revenue guarantee to secure more air service locally.
That grant application was approved. Very competitive grant application. I really was pleasantly surprised to hear that we had secured that funding. That funding is $750,000, which will be used for a minimum revenue guarantee program to attract another airline to provide service to our airport.
Anabuski went on to say that community support was one of the key reasons the grant proposal was successful.
The process isn't completed yet. And one of the primary reasons we were successful in this grant application is because we had a substantial community contribution portion of that grant application. So the community, separate from the airport itself, is going to be contributing $250,000 to this process as well. So that's one of the reasons that really bumped us up. And in the past, we've applied for the same grant and not gotten it.
The Headwaters Fund Board has already approved a $250,000 challenge grant as matching funds, and it only awaits the approval of the Board of Supervisors. The City of Eureka has also chipped in with $10,000. Pacific Gas and Electric is working to restore power to thousands of customers on the North Coast. Residents in Blue Lake, Willow Creek, Hoopa, Salyer, and Burnt Ranch are currently without electricity, and there is no current timetable on when power will be restored. PG&E work crews are inspecting the lines, looking for problems, and to isolate those problems before the power is restored. Last night, Mendocino County sheriffs were contacted by Danielle Bloyd, who lives in southern Mendocino County. Bloyd said her 10-year-old daughter, Cecilia, had gone missing. Family members had been searching the Yokoyo Rancheria area in the hopes of locating Cecilia. A reverse 911 call was sent to local residents from Hopland to Talmadge to keep an eye out for Cecilia, and today the sheriff's office announced that she had been found safe and sound and was reunited with her family. In a letter from Eureka businessman Rob Arkley to the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, Arkley challenged the board to properly include the Planning Commission as they process the housing element amendment. The state of California demands that counties have a minimum number of livable dwellings. It's a controversial issue, as Humboldt County has had trouble getting their housing element amendment approved. Arkley called the county's past counting grossly erroneous and said that the county has ignored requests from the public to create a disciplined boots-on-the-ground approach to determining the number of buildable lots as defined by state law. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Department of Education is getting serious about finances, student finances in particular. Three teachers from the department, Kay Becker, Diana Howard, and Jenny Bowen, all attended a conference in Tucson, Arizona, to learn how to teach specialized personal financial lessons to students, including budgeting, savings, paychecks, taxes, and investing. Superintendent Gary Eagles explains.
What we're trying to do, as you know, through the Decade of Difference, is really prepare kids for life. We talk about it in terms of being prepared for college and or career. But whatever it is, it's a matter of making very mature adult choices. And part of that is understanding how to financially maneuver in the world of adulthood.
Kay Becker, who was behind a mandatory financial literacy class at Ferndale High, had this to say.
For a lot of the students that I see, they've seen their parents either handle money or not handle money, oftentimes in a way that is not successful. And the students that I deal with on a daily basis want to do it differently. Also, too, high school students are experiencing for the first time in their life a lot of freedom. And with that comes the possibility of maybe moving out and living on my own shortly after high school. And they want to be able to manage their money to make it work.
The classroom lessons are a part of a national teaching strategy to educate teenagers about the realities of money management. And that's the news on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.